We'll begin this morning's meeting in the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Even as I thank thee for me in Ephesus, when I was going to Macedonia, that Titus enjoined some not to teach other doctrines. Verse 5. But the end of what is enjoined is love out of a pure heart and a good conscience and unfeigned faith. Verse 8. Now we know that the law is good for anyone who uses it lawfully. Knowing that this, that the law has not been has not its application to the righteous person, but to the lawless and insubordinate, to the impious and the sinful, to the unholy and the profane, to smiters of fathers and smiters of mothers, to murderers, fornicators, to sodomites, and kidnappers. Verse 15. Faithful is the word, and worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the first. Verse 18. This charge to my child Timotheus, I commit to thee, according to the prophecies as to thee preceding, in the order that thou mightest war them by the good warfare, maintaining faith, a good conscience, which last some having put away, have made shipwreck as to faith. Chapter 2. I exhort thee, therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, that they are in dignity, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life, in all piety and gravity. This is good and acceptable before our Savior God, who desires that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For God is one, and the mediator of God and men is one, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all the testimony, to be rendered in its own times. To which I have been appointed a herald and an apostle. I speak the truth. I do not lie, a teacher of the nations of faith. I will therefore that the men who pray in every place, lifting up pious hands without wrath or reasoning, in like manner also that the women in decent deportment and dress, adorn themselves with modesty and discretion, not with plaited hair or and gold or pearls or costly clothing. What becomes women making profession of the fear of God by good works? Let a woman learn in quietness and in all subjection. But I teach nor exercise the authority over man, but to be quiet and but to be in quietness. For Adam was formed first, then Adam was not deceived, but the woman, having been deceived, was in transgression. But she shall be preserved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and holiness with discretion.
You notice in the last few minutes that we were all wondering if that microphone know how to behave itself in the house of God. Needed some kind of adjustment. Last year, those of you who were here, you remember that we studied the book of Ruth. It was a book written by the Spirit of God. And when you read the book, you could not escape the fact that it was all about behaving. The behavior of a young lady in most dire circumstances, humanly speaking. Every chapter in that little book that we have studied last year give you a very clear picture of how a person could behave in such a way that brings honor to the name of God. This is a 2007 Young People Conference. And this year, we are taking up another little book that was written not now about a young lady, but it was written to a young man. And when you read the book, you cannot also escape the fact. You cannot. That it is all about behavior in the house of God. It's all about behavior. It doesn't matter if you lived in the year 1350-something B.C. That's when the book of Ruth was written or took place. Or if you're living in the year 65 AD, that's when approximately the epistle to Timothy, the letter to Timothy, was written, or if you are living in the year 2007. As a matter of fact, I believe that you are living in a very unique time. 27 years ago, most of you were not born, and even those of you who were born were just little babies. Nobody thought that there would be a year 2000. As a matter of fact, 8 years ago, 1999 or so, the whole world was kind of realizing that crisis is going to take place. What are we going to do? With all of the technology we have, Y2K, what are we going to do? There's a big problem. Nobody ever thought that we are going to be around for the year 2000. Well, guess what? It's 2007. And the reason I'm saying it's a unique period of the history of Christianity, that you are going to experience, I believe, something that many of the saints of old were looking for, and that is the coming of the Lord Jesus for his own. I really believe that the Lord Jesus will come. There is a great possibility that he will come in our lifetime. It's a very unique period that we will behold the gathering, as we have been singing, of those who knew the Lord Jesus as their Savior, when the shout will come up. It's a very unique period where you're living. The Lord Jesus will come. Again, a great possibility, we don't know the time, in our lifetime. You might not finish your college. I'm not finished your high school before the Lord Jesus comes. But with this great privilege of living in such a time of anticipation of the coming of the Lord, there is a great responsibility attached to it. We're living in a world that I call it the credit card world. You see, all you need is a piece of plastic with some numbers on it, and you could go and buy whatever you want. That is the privilege side. You don't have to worry about paying. You will, but you don't have to worry about it. And people don't know how to handle privileges. So some people will max up their credit card and end up in debt and declare bankruptcy. It is the same thing in Christianity. We were given abundance of privileges, wonderful truth and instructions in the Word of God. But with that privilege comes a responsibility. When you are at school, you are given a book for whatever subject you are taking. The teacher explained the chapter for you. And at the end of the week or 2 weeks later, you get a test on that chapter. Now, the result of the test on that chapter, it might be A, and it might be F, and it might be anything in between. Now, you could blame the book that it was hard to read. You could blame the teacher that the teacher did not know what she was doing or he was doing. That doesn't change the fact that whatever you got in the test is staying. You could complain whatever you wanted to complain. You were given the book. You were given instruction, and the test comes. In the year 2007, you were given a book. As a matter of fact, I could say that every one of you, that the Bible that you have in your hand is not the first Bible that you ever had. Many of you have two or three Bibles. As a matter of fact, many of you, before you even learn how to read, were given a Bible like your parents that have these funny pictures in it to kind of look at. So you are familiar with the Bible all your life. There are many people that do not have that privilege. Now you can blame the book or you can blame the author of the book. But the test will come. And it's going to be up to you to get an A or to get an F. Ruth got an A when the test comes. She didn't have much books. She didn't have much background.